Moncrief on News Talk.
You'll often hear the phrase parish pump politics, but what does that mean exactly? Where does it come from? What is a parish pump? The author and writer for the journal, Derek O'Shea, is here to explain. Afternoon, Derek.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So, like, literally a parish pump was a water pump. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so it would have been a water pump that would have been in Britain and Ireland. A lot of towns would have had water pumps. Cities would have had them too. But the idea that a parish having one particular pump as being a kind of a meeting place just caught on with people's imagination. And it turned out the idea of parish pump politics was a number of ideas kind of converged together, one of which was that people would start talking to each other in the queue for the pump. Another was that people might have concerns about the pump itself, and they might be perceived as trivial concerns for someone who isn't affected by them. You know, you know the expression, you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. Well, someone else's parish pump is a very trivial thing. You've got a glass of water yourself.
Yeah, and but would parish pump, would those pumps be places where people would collect and like have the chats with each other?
Well, often it will be spontaneous that a bunch of people are there complaining, and they might be all complaining about the same thing. Then you find that over time, when people realized everyone goes to the parish pump, you might find that job notices or other things or prospective candidates that for an election might stand at a parish pump or draw attention to things. So it would have started informally. And I suppose the example I can think of is if a lot of your listeners may have been waiting at the return machine to return cans and bottles.
Yes.
And they may have started discussing that scheme and other related kind of environmental policies while they're in the queue. And so something similar would have happened with parish pumps. And because it's a nice alliterative phrase, it just caught on. I guess it's fun to say.
Yeah. Is it a particularly Irish phrase?
Well, it didn't start in Ireland. It would have started in Britain. And you find when you go into the old Westminster records, the people talk about parish pump and the politics of the parish pump way back in like the early 19th century and so. But it seems that in England, the word parish carries a different weight than it does in Ireland. Like you have got parish councils on the lowest level local government in England, whereas here the parish, you think about it's the power of the parish priest and the parish school and the parish GA team and those kinds of things. Like so it's the significance of a parish pump, the word parish carries a different weight in Ireland. Because of that, parish pump politics conveys a very specific image in people's minds here.
Yeah, and yeah, of course it does. And were pumps organised along the lines of Catholic parishes in Ireland?
Not especially. There's no real indication that it was a case that say that there was the Protestant pumps were, you know, more common than Catholic ones or anything like that. I think it was just the phrase parish pump caught on the same way that like your phrase like Bobby's on the beach or something like that. It's alliterative. It catches. You hear about people talking mom and pop stores, and it may not be a mom and pop who run them, but the phrase is something that clicks with people. And that's kind of where it goes, because it's. I mean, I think they probably were. Pumps list parish by parish in Britain, but that's not why the phrase caught on in Ireland.
Yeah, no, and because it's a curious thing is that in that its intention is to be disparaging to concerns that in local concerns people might have, but on the other hand, all politics is local.
It is, all politics is local, and you do find that every now and then a story will come out and people think, why is this news? And Dublin people can be terrible for this. You might find there's a bike lane in Sandymount that hits the national news very frequently. Mm-hmm. And if you don't live in Sandymount, that bike lane is of very little concern to you. Maybe even no concern at all, Sean. And so you probably find, yes, that when someone else, and you might find a case in the country that there's some people in Donegal are so fed up of hearing about train delays in Dublin.
Yeah, indeed. Are there politicians who do combine those things?
It's the thing. And then you'll find that, say, sometimes people find that I understand some politicians know that if you mention a particular place in a constituency, people hear, like, oh, yeah, that politician there has heard of me if they know, like, if they mention Swords and go, oh, yeah, I'm from Swords, I like that. But the idea that, say, all politics is local and that is actually possible to deal with local concerns in a way that doesn't have to conflict with national ones. I mean, they shouldn't have to be there shouldn't have to really be a difference if it's a case that, say, that there's issues with childcare. Why not fix all the childcare? You don't have to just fix childcare in one area or in one parish. And I suppose that's kind of what we'd all like to see. But then the implication of parish pump politics is, if you're only going to fix one pump, fix ours.
Yeah, indeed. And there would be always that implication that, you know, that your constituency suddenly gets an airport and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. And I think it's very, and when those stories do come out, it's hard not to be cynical, even if it does give too much credit to a particular politician, or if that the idea that something was going to happen anyway, or that you need like your actual hospital to be in your exact constituency or not. It's a whole minefield of things. Yeah. And yet it dovetails a bit with, there's a phrase, I suppose, in Ireland, like, was the cute whore. The first time that was in print was in relation to politicians, and that was in 1983. And that's something, again, people aren't Irish. They have no idea what that phrase means, but every single Irish person knows that one.
That's so odd. Anyway, Derek, thanks for a million for speaking with us today. That was Derek O'Shea there, a writer for The Journal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.